It's great to be with you all this morning. I've never used the microphone before, and I've never seen such a wonderful crowd. I'd like to sing How Great Thou Art. I know that all of us probably know that, but it's such a beautiful, wonderful song with such an amazing message. And I hope that all of you are as blessed by it as I am. O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
You've now been introduced to the better part of the Wilder family. Good morning. Buenos dias. Doy gracias a Dios. I thank the Lord porque están aquí. It's a privilege. Es un privilegio. It says there, what means the most to you? ¿Qué significa más para usted? ¿Qué es lo más importante en su vida? What is the most important thing in your life? Or the most important one? Think about that. Now this morning, I'm going to give you a challenge. We're going to do things a little different today. When you leave, I don't want you to leave here thinking about what you're going to have for lunch. or who's playing today in the National Football League, I want you to leave today thinking about what you have heard. Cuando se vayan hoy de la iglesia, no quiero que estén pensando solamente en la comida o la barriga o lo que hay en la tele después. What I want you to take with you today is a message, and I want it to burn in your heart. Hay un mensaje hoy para ustedes, y quiero que este mensaje arde en su corazón. I want you to open your Bible, first of all, to the book of Colossians. Primero vamos a ver lo que dice el libro a los Colosenses. Colossians chapter 3. Our study will not come from there, but it is the basis of it. What means the most to you? That's what you're going to ask yourself today. What means the most to you? ¿Qué significa más para usted en su vida? Colossians chapter 3. I'd like you to read the whole chapter, but I want you to notice chapter 3 and verse 11, the last part. But Christ is all and in all. Say it with me. But Christ is all and in all. Cristo es todo y en todos. What is Christ for us? All. All. Is he all for you? Now let's turn to the book of Philippians. And this is the challenge I have for you. Este es el reto de esta semana. Today, hoy, al regresar a su casa, you getting back home today, I want you to take this book of Philippians and I want you to read the whole book. There are four chapters. There are 104 verses. It will take you 15 minutes if you read it out loud to read the entire letter of Paul to the Philippians. Quiero que vayan a la casa y que lean todo el libro a los Filipenses. Cuatro capítulos, 104 versículos. Cuesta un tiempo de 15 minutos más o menos para leer todo el libro. Are you with me so far? Are you with me so far? Okay. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves. Monday, chapter 1. Based in what we're going to study today, the verse. Tuesday, what chapter? Chapter 2. You're going to read that based on the verse you're going to see today. Wednesday, chapter 3. Very good. You're going to read that again based on the verse that we'll be looking at. And Thursday, chapter 4. El lunes, el capítulo 1. El martes, el capítulo 2. El miércoles, el capítulo 3. Y el jueves, el capítulo 4. Y el viernes, and Friday. You're going to read the whole book again. The whole book of Philippians. The whole four chapters. Okay. You going to do it? Amen. Lo vamos a hacer. ¿Lo vamos a hacer? Amén. Hoy todo el libro. El lunes, capítulo 1. El martes, el capítulo 2. El miércoles, el capítulo 3. Y el jueves, el capítulo 4. El viernes, todo el libro de nuevo. Y entonces van a poder responder mejor a esa pregunta. ¿Qué quiere decir? ¿Qué es lo más importante en su vida? All right. Now let's look at Philippians, chapter 1. We'll start there. Filipenses, el capítulo 1. By the way, when you're reading, look for things. For example, in the book of Philippians, the name of Jesus or reference to Jesus in four chapters occur at least 50 times. All three of his names are used. Lord, Jesus, Christ. Christ is not a name, it's a title. Lord is not a name, it's a title. His name is Jesus. He is Lord, and he is the chosen one of God. Christ, o Cristo, es el Mesías, el señalado por Dios, the one chosen by God. Are you with me so far? You're going to look for his name. Look for the word joy and rejoice. I don't see much of that in these faces I'm looking at this morning. Gozo y regocijo. Necesito verlo en la cara. La segunda venida de Cristo, his second coming, is mentioned in every chapter, or references are made to it. Some people say that Paul, by the time he got to the prison in Rome, he kind of lost hope that the Lord was coming back. Oh, no, he didn't. No. Siempre tenía esa esperanza viva de que Cristo volvería a la tierra. Y lo va a hacer. He's coming. He's coming. Look for the word all, todos, la unidad, to be united in Christ, one. This is one church, we are one body, we serve one Lord, amen? Una sola iglesia, de dos idiomas, pero una sola iglesia, un solo Señor, haciendo la voluntad de Dios. Una iglesia. Amén. Amén. Por eso Pablo dice tanto en esta carta la palabra uno. Uno. One mind. One heart. One. Uno. Bien. Good. Let's look at chapter one. Four things, one from each chapter, will transform your life. Hay cuatro cosas en estos cuatro capítulos, un versículo de cada uno, que van a transformar su vida. The first verse, Philippians 1:21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Porque para mí, el vivir es Cristo, y el morir, ganancia. Christ, the Lord Jesus Himself, is supposed to be, and He should be, our life. That's where it all begins. Todo comienza con la vida que Cristo nos da. Before we knew Him, we were dead. In trespasses and sin, we were cut off from God. But what did Christ give us? ¿Qué nos dio Cristo? Vida! Nos vivificó. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life. And have it more abundantly. He venido para que tenga la vida. Y que tenga la vida en abundancia. Two most important things that I guess we think about in life are these. Life and death. Las cosas más importantes para nosotros en la vida es la vida misma y la muerte. Nos preocupamos tanto por la vida. What is life to you? ¿Qué quiere decir la palabra vida para usted? Is life things, people, plans, dreams? What is your life? What do you put your whole life around? ¿Qué es lo más importante en su vida? Tiene que ser Cristo. Cristo, porque para mí el vivir es Cristo y el morir es ganancia. For to me, to live is Christ. I live for Him. He is my life. Es mi vida y yo vivo por Él. Y para Él. Can you say that? Can you say what this passage of Scripture says? Christ is my life. That's the only way. Es la única manera de decir, for me to die is gain. If living for you is anything besides Jesus Christ, dying will not be gain. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, that's where it begins. Christ is your life. He can give you life. That's called a new birth. Si está aquí en esta mañana sin Cristo, ahí es donde comienza todo. Cristo le da la vida. Y sin esa vida, no tiene esperanza. No tiene. For to me, to live is Christ. Say it with me. For to me to live is Christ. And to die is what? Gain. We're on our way. That's where it begins. For to me to live is Christ. And to die is gain. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Estoy crucificado con Cristo. Nevertheless, I live. Sin embargo, vivo. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's where that life comes from. Jesus Christ in your heart. That's life. He takes something dead and he has the power. Tiene el poder. I can look at Jesus risen in my mind from the dead, and I look in his hand, he's got keys. He says, I have the keys of death and of hell. They're mine. My Savior lives. What about yours? That's the weakest amen I ever heard. My Jesus lives. Amen. Mi Jesús vive. Y vive para siempre. Chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Haya pues en vosotros este mismo sentir que hubo también en Cristo Jesús. Chapter 2 and verse 5. Chapter 1, say it with me, 121. That's what you're going to study Monday. Chapter 2, on Tuesday. Chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Queremos que el mismo sentir de Cristo esté activo o activa en nuestra vida. Que haya en vosotros, pues, este mismo sentir, esta misma actitud. Chapter 2, verse 5. What does it mean when Christ is your mind? It means, well, let's think about it. Vamos a darle un pensamiento. ¿Qué significa Cristo en su mente? If you read chapter 2, you find out what the mind of Christ was, what it was. He was God, glorious, perfect. He took all that glory and that majesty and he put it aside. And he took upon himself the form of a servant and became obedient to God the Father. And he died a shameful death. That's what Jesus did. That's the way he thought. What is that? ¿Qué quiere decir eso? Que Cristo se vistió de la gloria y se asumió también un cuerpo humano y vivió con un hombre y murió una muerte penosa en la cruz del Calvario. ¿Qué significa? What does all that mean? That means that Christ's mind started with submission. He submitted to the Father. Service. He came to serve the Father. Sacrifice. He gave his life. Sumisión. Servicio, sacrificio. That is the mind of Christ. Submission, service, and sacrifice. Are you submissive to Christ? Sometido a Cristo? Are you serving him? ¿Lo estás sirviendo? Are you willing to make a sacrifice? ¿Están dispuestos a sacrificar lo que sea necesario para que el nombre de Dios sea glorificado? Are you willing to do that? Submission. Sacrifice. Service. That's the mind of Christ. Is that your mind? Is that how you think? What do you think about? What do you think about? What occupies your mind? ¿Qué ocupa su mente? My brothers and sisters, mis hermanos y hermanas, en el día en que lleguemos a tener la mente de Cristo, in the day that we come to have the mind of Christ, when we think like Jesus, more than that, when he permeates our thoughts. So that everything we do thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, awful! If we did that, brothers and sisters, what a change there would be in this church, in this community, for the Lord. Si lo hiciéramos, hermanos. Un cambio de mente. No solamente un espíritu renovado, sino también una mente renovada. Think like Jesus. And only he can help you to do that. Christ is my life. Christ is my attitude, my mind. Chapter 3. Chapter 3 of Philippians. Verse 14. I press toward the goal for the mark, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In this version of the King James, I press. That means I'm pushing. I'm pushing. My brothers and sisters, we do too much sitting and not enough pushing. I'm pushing. I'm making some effort. Estoy haciendo el esfuerzo. No estoy sentado en la iglesia. Estoy de pie. Estoy caminando. I press toward the mark. What is the mark? ¿Qué es el premio que estamos buscando? What is this goal we're looking for? It's the supreme goal of God in Christ. What does that mean? ¿Qué quiere decir eso? El supremo llamamiento de Dios en Cristo Jesús. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Christ is to be our goal. Cristo es nuestra meta. We want to be like Jesus. We want to be like our Lord. Not in physical characteristics, but our spirit. I want to be like Jesus. ¿Por qué nos salvó Dios? Why did God save us? So that we could be conformed to the image of His Son. Él quiere que nosotros seamos conformados a la imagen del Hijo de Dios. That does not mean in heaven there are a bunch of little Jesuses running around. We all will be who we are. It's that inner part of us. La parte de adentro. Es lo que vale. Christ should be our life, our mind, our goal. That's what we shoot for. What are you living for? What are you trying to get? Where are you trying to go? ¿Qué estás haciendo? If we're going to do that, si lo vamos a hacer, we need direction and we need determination, don't we? Because it's not easy. No es fácil seguir a la meta. I think of the words that the writer to the Hebrews put down, that we should have our eyes puestos los ojos en Jesús. Having our thoughts and our mind and our eyes toward the prize. An athlete, when he tries, he has a goal. He's going somewhere. He wants to accomplish something. He wants to win. El atleta procura ganar. And you? And you? And you? Are you going to be satisfied with just being a part of the crowd? Or are you going to say, I am in the race and I am in the race to win? Here's the beautiful thing. In a human race, one person wins. In the race that God gives us, we can all win. Todos nosotros podemos ser ganadores. Todos. Y yo de mi parte, as far as I'm concerned, Lord, please make me a winner. I want to be a winner. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Prosigo la meta. Del supremo llamamiento de Dios en Cristo Jesús. That should be your goal. And in chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord. If you didn't hear me, let me say it again. Rejoice. Gozaos en el Señor. Y otra vez os digo, gozaos en el Señor. There's not a lot of joy in the world. Paul wasn't, I guess you could say, where he was in prison in Rome, his hand chafed by the feel of that chain everywhere he went. You could hear that rattle. But he said, I'm rejoicing. You rejoice. A pesar de la cadena, a pesar de la prisión, Pablo se regocijaba en qué? ¿En qué? En el Señor, in Christ. We rejoice in Him. Not what we're going through. Not the problems that we have. Not the fears that we endure. No, we rejoice in what? In Christ is our joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. El gozo del Señor es su fortaleza. I think about one night in Philippi when two men were placed in stocks, blood running down their backs, dark as midnight, and one says to the other, "Hey, do you remember that hymn? There's within my song a melody. Why don't we sing that, Silas? Let's sing that." Y uno de los presos dice al otro, "Hey, Silas, ¿te acuerdas del himno? Ha puesto una canción nueva en mi ser." And with the blood, and with the dark, and with the pain, and with the abuse, they sang. They sang because their hearts were full of joy. Joy. Take the joy of the Lord today. Rejoice in the Lord. Regocijaos en el Señor. Y otra vez digo regocijaos. Will you rejoice with me in Jesus today? Will you? I don't see much joy. Let me see it. Let me hear it. Yes. Praise the Lord. Quiero ver el gozo. Quiero sentir el gozo. Cristo. Jesus has saved us from hell. He's taking us to heaven. He's with us every step of our life. He's controlling our life. Listen to this. Christ is my life. Christ is my mind. Christ is my goal. Christ is my joy. Paul said, "Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece." I can endure anything through Christ who strengthens me. In our weakness, Christ is our strength. In our need, mi Dios os suplirá todas vuestras necesidades según las riquezas que hay en Cristo Jesús. My God will supply all your needs according to His riches. How much has He got? He's got it all. And it's at my disposal. He'll give me what I need. He'll give you what you need. What do you need today? What do you need? What is missing in your life? What do you need from God? ¿Qué necesita hoy de Dios? Sometimes it's not what we think. But Lord, you give me what I need. Señor, dame lo que necesito. Y no sé qué es. But give me what I need, Lord. You promised that I believe you. And I claim it in Jesus' name. Would you do that? I think of the verses in the Bible, and this is what I want for this church this morning. Listen, what I fear, lo que me da miedo es que nosotros hemos llegado a la rutina. We have gotten in a routine. We come to church, we sing, we participate, we go home, we forget it, we take the Bible, we put it down till next Sunday, we may leave it in the car. And Christianity is over. No, brothers, no, sisters, no, no, no. Ask God to set up some fire in your heart today. Ask Him to make Christ your life, Christ your way of thinking, Christ your goal, Christ your joy. Do that today. Lord, I need a fresh touch of your Spirit. See, victory is not once for always. Victory you get every day. We lose some and we win some. Let's let today be a day of victory, huh? Would you do that? Today puede ser un día de victoria. Hay días buenos y hay días malos. Que este día sea un día bueno. ¿Cuántos están conmigo? How many are with me? I want this to be a new day for me. I want the fire of God back in my heart. I want to be enthused for Jesus Christ. I want to serve this church. I want to see people come to Jesus. I want to grow as a Christian. I want fire. Quiero fuego en mi corazón. Dejemos atrás la apatía. Let's leave apathy behind. Let's get enthused about Jesus. We can get enthused about the Falcons. We can get enthused about the Patriots. We can get enthused about the politics. Let's get enthused about Jesus Christ. Because He's our Savior. He's our life. He's our thinking. He's our goal. He is our joy. So now I'm going to ask you to bow your head. I'm going to ask you to remember the challenge I gave you today. Read this book of Philippians once and again and again. Bow your head. Las cabezas inclinadas, los ojos cerrados. ¿Y qué tal el fuego en su alma? What about the fire in you? Need some firewood? It comes from the scriptures. I'm talking to Christians this morning. I'm talking to people that know the Lord. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed. If you want to say today, Lord, stir that fire in me again. I've gotten apathetic. I've gotten indifferent. Señor, aviva el fuego en mí. Aviva el fuego del don de Dios que has puesto en mí. I want new fire from you, Lord. I want to be enthused for you. Forgive me. Perdóname mi indiferencia. Y dame tu santo entusiasmo. Give me your holy enthusiasm. You want to do that? The Bible says, la Biblia dice, I will pay my vows now in front of the congregation. Wow. Ahora mismo pagaré mis votos delante del pueblo de Dios. If this is what you're going to do, I want you to stand up. This is what I want from you, Lord. Stand up. I don't care if you're a Christian for many years. You want new fire in your heart. Stand up. Close your eyes. Pray and ask God for that fire. God, and I'm praying. Believe me, I'm standing on my feet because I want that same fire. Pray with me in your heart. Father, as Elijah said on that mount, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. Answer us with fire this morning, just as the day of Pentecost. The fire that burns away the dross and gives us the energy that we need. God, give that to me today. And give it to these, my brothers and sisters. You pray. You pray in your heart. Ask the Lord for fire. Ask Him for a new enthusiasm, a new love for Jesus. Ask Him that. This is a new day. October the 26th, 26 de octubre, un nuevo día. If you're going to leave this church on fire for God, say amen. Say it like you mean it.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we put ourselves in your hands. This is a little flock. Este es un rebaño pequeño, Señor, en tus manos. Pero a nosotros nos pertenece el reino de Dios. But we've been given the kingdom of God. We thank you for these brothers and sisters. Bless them today. Give them that what they've asked for. Christ will be our life, our thinking, our goal, and our joy. I ask it in Christ's name. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back. No turning back. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
We are going to take a time to pray. If somebody needs a prayer, you can come to the front, to the altar. Si alguien quiere venir al frente y necesita oración, Vamos a estar aquí orando por usted por unos minutos.
If you need prayer this morning, come and join us. Come up here to the front. We want to pray for you. The pastor will be here. We're here. We want to pray with you. There may be a burden on your heart. Something is just dragging you down. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ. You come. Come now. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. He's touching your heart.
The world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back.